The State Line Sports Hour with Dave Schmidt and Matt Nestor.
From the IHSA, Matt Troha. How you doing, Matt?
I'm doing great. How are you guys doing?
Back in the saddle again, I see, huh?
Yeah, what happened to the summer?
I know.
It just went.
Thank you for what you guys do, because I do a lot of these radio shows, and you guys are very well informed, and you give us a chance to state our perspective, and I think you guys bring a good perspective to all the issues, so thank you.
Saturday mornings at 7 on News Talk 1440 WROK. You're tuned into Rockford's most listened to local sports show. This is the State Line Sports Hour with Dave Schmidt and Matt Nestor on News Talk 1440 WROK.
Good morning, everybody. Dave Schmidt along with Matt Nestor and producer Tom Warner. You're listening to the State Line Sports Hour, brought to you by Bisconti Computers, Vintage Zone, Mendelsohn Performing Arts Center, and A to Z Towing. Well, the big announcement this week is that Beloit College is going to have a new offensive coordinator in college football, and East is going to have a new head high school football coach, as Jeremy Warren is making the move back to college football at Beloit College. And, Coach, good to have you on today.
Yes, thanks for having me.
How's it feel to go back to the alma mater?
Pretty excited about the opportunity. It kind of came up out of nowhere, so I'm looking forward to working with Coach Durr and the rest of the coaching staff at Beloit and seeing if we can make that program be a little bit more successful.
You had obviously had some experience before, head coaching at Rock Valley at the college level. Is that something you kind of wanted to get back to, is maybe, being on that college level in coaching?
I really enjoyed my time at East. Mm-hmm. It wasn't something that I was actively pursuing. I enjoy teaching, and this was just kind of one of those unique, rare opportunities where I could continue to teach at East, and then obviously coach college football, and happen to do it at my alma mater. So it's kind of just a win-win situation for me.
One of the things I saw was that you're going to be more active at looking at Nick 10 kids, and you were a Nick 10 kid when you went to Beloit College, or I don't know if it was Nick 10 then, but anyway, you were involved in getting that. Position put out to people that you want kids from this area that they think there's some good football players that could be going to Beloit College.
Yeah, obviously that's going to be my recruiting area. It's going to be, Winnebago County, the Nick 10, Boone County, DeKalb. So I'm excited about, trying to get some more kids interested in Beloit. We got some things coming up this summer, in terms of some prospect camps that, we're going to try to see if we can get some kids at least to explore Beloit. It obviously isn't going to be for everybody. But just giving them an opportunity to at least consider the college. It's a great place. It's close. Obviously, there's great football, not only in the Nick 10, but the whole region. And, obviously, if we get some more local kids to play up there, that'd be great.
We've kind of seen that with Rock Valley basketball. They've done a lot very well with local kids. And there's a lot of kids at the football level that kind of go to the same level as Beloit College. Does that kind of play a factor into maybe trying to go heavier on the local kids?
Yeah, for sure. And not just that. I mean, then obviously the parents can come and watch them play. And obviously then there's great excitement within, the community, whether it's, the newspaper or the radio. There's more people that follow them. I mean, obviously, like you just mentioned, Rock Valley, it was a great story for not only the men and the women there, with all those local kids.
When you look at this, you're a D3 program, but it's a very competitive D3 program, and that's going to get you excited again to be coaching at the college level.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. Like I said, I really enjoy my time at East with those kids. I got the opportunity to coach some amazing student athletes. So I will miss them and that, but I am looking forward to going back to coach college football at Boyd.
Offensively, we're going to look at a lot of the same systems, I guess, similarities between what you're running at East and what you're going to do there at Beloit?
Not necessarily. Coach Durr would like to see us spread, which, we were kind of a spread option team a little bit more heavily at East based on our personnel. We probably will not rely so much on the true option stuff that we did at East. But there'll be some similarities, of course.
You've done this before, offensive coordinator at North Central College, so this is not something that's just new to you, so you probably got that kind of figured out on how to be an offensive coordinator.
Yeah, I hope so. The key for us at Beloit is obviously going to be, there's another great coach who's going to be there full-time, a kid by the name of Jake Marshall, who's really sharp, and then we hired our line coach, Matt Lee, actually, who teaches at Milton High School, who coached at Beloit last year. So the three of us are really going to work together to try to put a great offensive package together.
You know, when you look back at your time at East, I thought you did a great job there. Might not have always shown on in wins and losses, but you really turned that team into a competitive program, you know, every Friday. Do you look back and are you pretty proud of what you were able to accomplish there?
Yeah, I am. I wish, obviously, like you mentioned, Matt, I wish we obviously could have won some more games, you know, because that's what you want for the kids. You know, they're putting all the time, energy, and effort in, and the reward sometimes is just winning on Friday nights. But I feel good about, you know, the way we ran the program, the kids we were able to coach. And I think we were, you know, becoming more and more competitive. And I don't think it's far off in terms of, you know, making the turn. I think we've got some programs in place, you know, reaching out further and further to the middle schools, having this middle school lifting program a couple days a week and doing some things on campus to bridge some relationships with, you know, those zone schools. And, you know, I'm excited for the future of East football and whoever, you know, has the opportunity to take that program over.
Well, and I know one of the things you got to be proud of there is, you know, there's a few kids that went off to play football in college, which at East, that's something that really didn't happen very often before.
Yeah, that's always been a goal of mine, is trying to get more people to continue to play. You know, I am one of those people who believe that there's a college for everybody if they want to continue to play, you know, whether it's basketball, football, or baseball, or wrestle, whatever. So that is important to me to always try to encourage students to try to go on and continue to play and get their four-year degree, of course, most importantly.
We're talking with Jeremy Warren, who's going to be the new offensive coordinator for the football team at Beloit College, and he's the former East coach. You know, you had to make the transition from Rock Valley College to back to high school. Now you're going back to high school, back to college football. Is there a big adjustment on how you kind of coach? I mean, do you have to kind of readjust your thinking sometimes?
I'll be honest, the transition for me was hard coming from college to high school in not necessarily the football aspect, but, you know, high school football, you're responsible for, you know, three teams. You know, you got your freshman team, you got your sophomore team, and then you got your varsity football team. And that was probably the biggest adjustment or biggest learning curve for me, was trying to, you know, manage those three different levels. You know, one luxury you have and, you know, coaching college football is that there's really just one team, you know. So you get to focus all your energy on that, you know, one group of men.
You know, I got to imagine it's a little bit nicer, too, because at least in college you can kind of bring in players to do the things you want to do to a certain extent, as opposed to high school where you have to kind of adjust what you want to do to who you have around.
And that great point, yes. That is a huge luxury, you know, to try to find people that, you know, fit what you want, you know, which makes that a different challenge. Obviously, high school, you have to kind of take it and tweak it however it works for them.
Let's talk about your offensive team for next year. I know you've kind of looked at that. I'm sure you have, but is the cupboard bare or is the cupboard full for you on offense?
Luckily, the talent there is pretty young. They started a lot of freshmen a year ago that will now be sophomores. You know, they were very fortunate. Their top running back is back, a kid by the name of Mason Dixon. He was an outstanding football player at Broadhead. I think he was actually the Wisconsin Player of the Year as a high school senior. Very talented. I actually played with his father when I was at Beloit, so that'll be kind of neat to coach him. They got two quarterbacks that split time last year coming back, but a couple receivers. But as you know, it all comes down to the guys up front. The center's back and a couple of linemen. So, you know, that's really where we need to make sure that we're getting better is up front.
You know, we talked about looking at the local kids here. How much are you going to look up in that area, too? And maybe not you personally, but, you know, I know there's some pretty good football in that Broadhead area, Monroe, things like that. Is that going to be another big area to look at?
Yeah, I would kind of think you'd kind of put a, you know, a circle around Beloit, you know, 50 to 60 miles,
mm-hmm.
and maybe as far as Milwaukee and Madison, and then obviously south to, you know, Rockford and, you know, Rochelle, DeKalb, you know, even down to 88. You know, if you could get a good core group from that whole circle, I think you'd be in pretty good shape.
And will there be any local kids that you're looking at right now for next year to start?
It's kind of getting sort of late in terms of, you know, I know there's a couple kids that are, you know, that the Coach Wilson, who has been recruiting for Beloit this whole time, has been on. You know, we'll hope from a couple of those kids will still decide to come to Beloit here before it's all said and done.
Well, now that you're an outside observer, who do you see winning the Nick 10 next year?
he's still laughing.
That's a good question. I haven't given that much thought, to be honest with you. And since I'm going to try to recruit everybody, I'm not even going to say.
There you go.
That's good. They're all going to win.
Yeah.
They're all going to win. Everyone's going to be undefeated.
Yeah, when you're a recruiter, it's a little bit different than just being a high school coach, too, isn't it?
Yes. Got to be diplomatic.
Well, thanks so much for taking time out. Good luck to you. And we'll have to keep an eye on Beloit College now. That's not that far. It's just the line separates us, so it's pretty cool.
Yeah, no, exactly. Please do. So thank you very much for the opportunity to speak to you guys this morning.
Anytime. We've been talking with Jeremy Warren, the new offensive coordinator at Beloit College, and Matt said did a great job at East.
Yeah, he really did. You know, it's one of those things you look back at the last few years, you know, you don't see it on wins and losses, but he really kind of changed the culture there. They were much, much more competitive. You know, it was tough when you play Boylan, but that's tough for everybody.
Yeah.
But they had some nights, you know, I remember a night there where they almost knocked off Harlem. You know, they had East or Hononega, I mean, in some trouble one night. I even remember for a half they gave Boylan some fits there.
Well, they played Guilford really good, too.
Yeah.
I mean, they played a lot of teams good.
They were really kind of that first team other than Guilford to really kind of break through, you know, before Jefferson had a 4-win season there and before Auburn obviously turned around. You know, they were the first one to kind of show some signs of life there. And like you said, I think they're close. You know, maybe a couple more players if they can get to come out or something like that. You know, I think they can be really close to maybe, you know, maybe they can pull what Auburn did a few years ago, and maybe they can win 5 games and make the playoffs.
And it'll be interesting now to see who will take over the East job.
Yeah.
Because, this is kind of late to get somebody, but I understand, you know, with jobs come up in football or anything, you take them.
You take them when they're there, but it will be interesting to see. I do think that there's more talent and more structure there than there was when Coach Warren took over. So I think it's a little bit more of an attractive job than it was probably before he took it.
Foundation's a little better.
Yep.
And the other thing is, you know, Coach Warren, I know he was pretty disappointed when Rock Valley decided to get rid of football.
Yeah.
And then he has to come back to high school, which he's not used to probably as much because he did a lot of college. So my hat's off to him for making that work. So.
Yeah, certainly. And he did a good job there, and I think he'll do a great job at Beloit College.
Beloit College Buccaneers.
Yeah.
So that's how much corn costs in Nebraska, a Buccaneer, Tom. We're going to take a timeout. You're listening to the State Line Sports Hour here on News Talk 1440 WROK.
This segment has been brought to you by the following supporters of StateLineSportsHub.com.
Lincoln Rental and Sales, Visconti Computers, Vintage Zone, Global Waterproofing, Rockford Lutheran, Asha Salon Spa, Independence Village, and Advanced Chimney Systems. Also brought to you by PC Tech 2U, Bishop Lane Retreat Center, City Body Shop, S&S Recycling, the Rockford Area Illini Club, North Point Terrace, and Tussing Tile and Flooring.